Hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 11 of Mine and Simba's podcast, Raw Talks, where we have open and honest, down-to-earth conversations about life's finest. Yeah, we here at Living with the Spirit, we are focusing on deep personal healing and unlocking the true self so everyone can live the life that they always dream about. And we have a beautiful retreat space here in Chiang Mai, Thailand, where we invite people to come and work through physical challenges, illness, chronic pain, what else? Detoxification, stress, burnout, emotional blockages, anything that keeps you from living the life that you always dream about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I run this podcast together with my husband Simba that you might have met before or not.
Yes, I think I've been in a few of them at least.
Yeah, so today we are going to discuss the topic of tiredness, which is something that I have a lot of experience with since I come from very, very stressful circumstances and I burnt out, I collapsed, and I was tired since as long as I can remember. I had to nap multiple times a day to get through my days. And this is also a condition that we are experiencing with a lot of our clients. And the success rate of working through this tiredness is very high with the people that we work with. And today we will discuss and share our thoughts on it. So, yeah, let's dive right in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big topic, definitely, and we have so different experiences. You had it from the burnout. I had it from more internal pressure, right? I wasn't delivering to the point where I was feeling burnout. It was more, was feeling a pressure emotionally on myself. But really, kind of the title, The Myth of Tiredness, is really to start to separate, you know, what is physical tiredness, because your body is actually tired. You've done something to the point your body's tired and need to rest. And what is tiredness that is actually coming from a state of overwhelm, or from your body pushed your mind to the point where your mind cannot take in the signals anymore. The body's like, hey, pain here. I don't like this. My stomach exploded. You know, all the signals that the body feeds the brain, right? It comes to a certain point where the brain kind of goes like, okay, I can't do anything about this. So I'm just going to shut this off, right? Because I can't handle this. This is too much. And that's a protective mechanism that happens in the autonomic nervous system, seen through the lens of the polyvagal theory. And what the brain will do, you know, when you're in a fight or flight state, what we call a sympathetic nervous system activation, you might feel adrenaline, you might feel your heart beating, you might feel heat in your body. But if your brain decides or feels that you're not able to do something about it, I cannot run away from what's stressing me, what's making me feel uncomfortable, what's threatening my sense of safety, and I cannot fight it, I cannot approach it, I cannot engage it, it's going to change from adrenaline to opiates. It's going to start to disconnect, right? And I used some examples, I think, in the text just to kind of illustrate a little bit of how I look at it. It's kind of like a aircon fan or a unit. This one is a quiet one, but if I have an old version, they were loud, you know, and that's a disturbing sound. But if you can't do anything about it, after a while, your brain's going to start to turn it off. It's going to be a white noise. But when you turn it off, you're going to feel, oh, wow, I feel so calm. I feel so relaxed. It was really disturbing, the sound, but I wasn't aware of it, right? Because something was happening to the degree that I couldn't handle it. And then your brain starts to disconnect that. And that's a little bit of the background between tiredness and being disconnected from your body.
Yeah. I mean, there's one thing. We're not talking about when you've been working out to the point where you collapse. I mean, but that's, I have to take that back, actually, because that's also an overwhelm, unless we, it's like a, so what we're discussing here is the tiredness from an autonomic nervous system perspective. And as Simba said, like when we are stressed or activated, the nervous system is very activated, and it gets too much and gets too overwhelmed, then we go up to the blue zone and the freeze zone. And what we are noticing with myself and many of our clients is that they are not actually tired. They are in the blue zone, where the body shuts itself off. So, and this is very interesting when it comes to being burnt out, and the fact that we believe that we are very tired, but what is really going on is that the nervous system is just completely overactivated, and that makes us check out, basically. So I remember when I was in this position, I just had to sleep to find the way back to myself, and it was. But I thought I was tired. If I had no knowledge about this, so this is super super interesting from a point of view of being burnt out, that it could actually be a nervous system situation.
Do you have the curve available? We could bring it out, and I can just kind of go through the curve so we have a common framework of what we're talking about. I'm a visual learner too, so I like to kind of see charts. And I'll go through the curve and explain. Thank you. So at the bottom, you've seen something in, it's a green field, and it says social engagement, connection, safety oriented to the environment. And that is our parasympathetic nervous system, also called the ventrovagal. I'm connected, I feel safe, both mentally, emotionally, and physically, right? I can explore, I can ask questions, I can engage with people. That's our natural state of being. In this state, digestion is working, your body can heal, we feel present, we feel safe, we feel connection, you know, we're curious, open, compassionate, we're in the moment. If something threatens us, right, either a physical body or ego identity, to the point where we feel I cannot handle it in normal social terms, to communicate my needs and have them reciprocated, right? Something is actually feeling like it's threatening me. It doesn't have to do that, but it can feel like it. Chances are your body's going to go into something called the sympathetic nervous system, which is the red zone that you can see. And we have two characteristic responses in this nervous system. One is flight, that we're fleeing away from the danger, right? And this can be a physical flight. I try to run away. Or it can be that I try to avoid an argument. I don't want to be in a conversation. I'm late for meetings, but I know I have to kind of talk to someone, have a tough discussion. Or it can be fight. It doesn't have to be a physical fight. It can be argument, confrontive articulations or discussions, right? But those are kind of the two main responses. If your body cannot do either of these, right? I'm in a situation where I can't fight and I can't flee. Then usually what happens is it starts to disconnect, right? Your body's going from feeling adrenaline, feeling the heat, feeling that extra energy burst that we get in order to protect ourselves. Now that energy will kind of be replaced with opioids that your brain starts to kind of drug itself because it cannot handle it, cannot do anything. And this is a state where we can still connect to people on an intellectual level. I can still run a business. I can still seem like I'm very functioning in society overall. But I'm coming from a disconnected state, right? I'm coming from a much more of an intellectual state. I usually use an example that I was going to a storage. I used to work at a storage for a couple of years. And some days I really didn't want to work. It was not what I wanted to do, right? I was not living in my purpose. So I would wake up at work, but I had had breakfast. I had a shower. I put my clothes on. I took the car to work. I parked. But when I arrived at work, it was like I woke up. I wasn't connected. I was going on an autopilot, right? So that was a kind of blue zone that I recognize for me. It can be daydreaming. You're sitting in a meeting or you don't understand something, or like I say in school, big parts of my school, when I went to school, I didn't understand something and I was just sitting there and just building these fantasy castles, and I wasn't really present. I was somewhere else. That's higher up in the blue zone, right? And if you come up all the way up to the top, that's when we faint. That's when we pass out. So when we are talking about the disconnection, the dissociation, we are talking about the free state, the blue zone in this curve.
Yeah, this is this was a revolutionary insight for me that I gained through my TRE provider training. When I started to recognize, like I had the theory, like the practical theory and the physical experience of these different states. And the thing with TRE is that you get to learn about your own nervous system. So that's one of the big benefits of doing the provider program, is like your own journey and learning about that. And whatever happens in TRE with the nervous system is also happening in real life. So I started to see the different connections. And during the program, I started to reflect on the feeling that I had, that I was tired, and I could feel that it was a very, very clear loop or pattern that I had, because it felt exactly the same like it did back in the days when I was very burnt out and didn't have any energy. And I was also on a lot of medication for my thyroid because of my low energy levels. That was my thing, or one of my things, that I had so low energy. And I started to recognize the sensations in the body and the patterns and this need of having to go to rest or go to bed or go to sleep to be able to cope with my day or with whatever I had in front of me. And every time I was supposed to do something that required a little bit more effort, or was something that I felt a little bit more nervous about, or a little bit worked up for, then I could feel instantly that first I had an activation in the body, and then I went into the feeling of, ooh, I need to lay down, I need to rest, I need to ground, I need to come back to myself, I need to take a nap, I need to go into myself because of tiredness. And then I start to see the connections, and I started to work with this specifically. And it was a way for me to get out of that zone, and without any medications. I mean, the doctors even put me on steroids the last couple of years before I moved to Thailand. And that was the first time that I could ever experience how it felt like waking up in the morning and having energy all through the day with no sleep. And I realized straight away, like, oh, this is not good, because the energy is coming from somewhere, and I'm probably the one paying the price for it. And nowadays I have more energy than I had ever on the steroids. So I have been able to reverse all my burnout symptoms, and I'm in a position where like strength and vitality and energy just comes from within. So this these situations are reversible, which is so, so interesting, because I didn't have any idea of all of this. I had no clue that this what was actually going on. I thought that I was tired and that I needed to sleep.
Yeah, and this is something we notice even here at the center, when people sometimes they do fasting, they do different fasts to cleanse their body and to help the body to really connect to the body for different reasons. And many times we might notice, I noticed it myself when I started with this, that many times when I was hungry, I wasn't actually hungry. I had an uncomfortable emotional sensation coming up that I didn't know how to handle. So my go-to was that I ate food. And this is kind of the same, right? If you can imagine this curve that we just show, your body's feeling stressed. It's feeling unsafe to the point where it needs to fight something or flee. And it cannot do either of these responses, right? You know, so tiredness becomes like a coping mechanism. Oh, I just lie down. But it's basically, it's kind of like, well, it might sound a little bit strange and forward, but it's kind of like playing dead almost, right? That you just lie down and it's like a bit of a surrender because I can't handle this energy that's coming, right? And this is not conscious. This is not that we go around and do something like that to us. This is a subconscious or an autonomic nervous system response to a stressor that we feel we cannot handle. We cannot stand our ground. We cannot handle this energy in a way to let it out. So what happens is we kind of implode and we can disconnect and then become very, very tired, but we're not actually tired. We're actually up in this disconnected state.
Yeah, it's a state where the body is experiencing so much stress, aka threat, that it feels like it has to shut itself off because it's like an overload. That's what the overwhelm comes from. It's just too much. It's this the state that comes from, it's like it's something that is boiling over, and then it's the body's self mechanism, the defense mechanism, and it is actually the preparation for death. It is a way for the body to, I mean, not everyone but I think most people have heard about situations where people have been in accidents and they have a big wound like on somewhere on their body, and when they meet someone and this person points out like, oh wow, you have a big, like, no, it's nothing, I feel nothing. It's the shock and it's the blue zone that it's activating all these opioids, so we don't feel anything. And it's the same thing with the stress and the overactivation. And that the body is finally just, I can't deal with this. It's just too much. It costs too much energy. The body is just in overdrive. And that's what happened to me when I collapsed. I just didn't remember anything. I didn't remember where I was or what city I was in or what country I was in. I didn't recognize myself. And then I was in this weird state for a little bit. And then I came back to my hotel room a couple of hours later. And then boom, it said, and then my whole body went into adrenaline overdrive. And then from being super tired all the time, I went into hyperdrive. It's like my body, I couldn't sleep for 6 months. And then after that, it started to fade out and I was going up and down and in different ways. But it's like the blue zone is the shut off button that we are like, the body is just, it's too much. So it [S2] Yeah. [S1] it's not bad. It's a natural mechanism that is here to protect us.
Yeah, and it's a very good example, the one you mentioned, right? You were up in the blue zone, and once you relaxed and you just came down to the red zone, right? Then your body had all this energy that put you up to disconnected state. So imagine, that's a lot of energy to put you to a state where you're not present anymore. some people say, oh, I'm tired, I have no energy. Where's all that energy going? That's why I ask. So what happens when you start to relax like you did? You might not feel calmer. You might actually start to connect to all that stress and fret that you felt for years. That's the overdrive. That's what you were telling. I can't sleep. I'm all this, right? Because we need to kind of experience it on the way down. Now, I know there's a lot of different modalities. I'm not that you have to re-experience everything that's happened to you and memories and all these things. That's not what I'm talking about. But you cannot skip a step of connecting physically, emotionally, mentally to something that's happened to you and expect to heal. I personally don't believe it, and I haven't seen it, and I've been in this business for a while. I don't believe it's possible, because that's what happens in the first place. That's why you're disconnected, because you're not in contact with it. So we can't skip that step. We need to connect to it. And as we do, just like you did, then it might be a healing journey that starts and you really feel like, wow. And it's, you know, can always be like we're feeling threatened to the point where we, you know, become aggressive, because that's the primal part of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something has
felt. I mean, I was super defensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I was continued to work during this whole process. I had like a couple of weeks off and then I went back to work. But I mean, I was so stressed for so many years, and I was super defensive and like had a lot of like, I mean, I was a project manager and like super like on and aggressive behavior and confrontational. And I mean, I was super activated, super, 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 super activated for so many years. So, and all the medication that I could feel that it had a big part in it. I could just feel it in my body that it was just, it was a combination of all of it. It was like very stressful environments, a lot of unhealed trauma, and all the medications and the lack of knowledge. I would say that the lack of knowledge was one of the biggest things, because if I would have had the information and the knowledge that I have now, my life would have been looked very different. So one of the first things that happened when I came here was that I started the process of reducing or healing the body, so I could reduce my medication, and also moved out to in the jungle for a year almost all alone to ground. yeah
exactly. And that's an excellent example of, you know, feeling tired, but this is not tiredness, it's a survival state. And as you start to go through it, you will start, you know, that's what some people will call a spiritual awakening, like you said, getting the knowledge and the information and a different experience of, I'm not saying we're wired to be confrontative, but we're not wired to just comply to anything and everything that happens. If you really feel something is not right, but you're culturally, societally bound to obey to that, that doesn't mean that your body still won't feel safe with it. That doesn't mean that your body still won't feel the stress or the pressure that something here doesn't feel right. Something in here doesn't want to comply. But, you know, we're wired to survive in a group and to follow what the group does. So culturally in a society, we follow this norm of this group, but it might not be what you need, right? And we do it to the point where sometimes we don't even know who we are. And then you might have an experience like Sarah said, and you start to figure out what are all these emotions? What are all these sensations? Where are they really coming from? And then you can start to realize how many years of layers where you haven't really listened, where you haven't really connected to your body. And that's probably why, if your body's had injuries or imbalances or sometimes autoimmune conditions, right? It's probably because we weren't in contact with our body. So we say, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I have headache. I have no energy. I need to eat this vitamin. I need to do this. And we kind of, you know, that's good. We're starting to look for a solution, but the solution is not, you don't need more. You probably need less. You probably need to do less and connect more, looking within. And then you're going to realize this is not tiredness. This is a different state of being. And once you do, and like Sarah said, start to work through it, you will realize, wow, I have so much more potential and energy than I thought. I'm not a tired person. I don't procrastinate. I'm not lazy. I personally don't believe in any of those things.
No, they're all nervous system responses.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, you could also be have illnesses and things like that, but that's not what we're talking about.
Of course.
But I mean, this is, I mean, I wasn't myself at all. I mean, that was not my true self. I was not 100% aligned with myself at all. So, and my feeling was that it has to be something else. This cannot be it, because the only solution that I mean, I was very interested in fitness and diet, and the spiritual path was growing on me, and meditation and yoga and all of that. But I could feel like this, the solution is not here, because the only way that I could find myself to have energy was to even push harder, and AKA activate my nervous system even more, or go to the doctor and ask for more medication. And that's how I ended up with the steroids. And I mean, well, it felt great, but it was just too good to be true. And then, yeah, my system got very messed up from that. So, but yeah, the knowledge of and find, like having a solution, and that is natural and kind to the body, and just it's like slowly finding your way back. And that's why the why for me it's a spiritual journey, because it was like such an awakening to understand that all of this is accessible, and that it's available, and it's available for everyone. You know, and that's one of the main reasons we are doing these kind of talks, and to allow people to know that there are ways to get that back, to reclaim yourself, basically. And one of the tools that we use very, that is also one of the deepest tools, and is the TRE, the tension and trauma release exercises. How would you say that would help with this issue?
So primarily what it does, it activates the body's natural tremoring response. And what happens many times is people go, oh, I'm not consciously doing this from my ego mind. My body actually is doing something. My nervous system is creating movements in my body that I'm not voluntarily doing, right? So that's something that we kind of start to come out of our thinking head and connect to, like, wow, the body's actually talking. The body's actually telling us things, and I can start to listen. And that's what we mean when we say going from head to body. So you will have an experience of your body's consciousness or awareness or whatever you want to call it. And when you do, you will be so much more connected to it. Because a lot of people today is like, oh, why is my body doing this? Why am I tired? Why am I fat? Why am I this? So, you know, we kind of have a little bit of a confrontative or imbalanced relationship with our body. And I think TRE really teaches people to, you know, come home and befriend your body. And you start to learn, okay, my stomach doesn't feel good right now because I don't like what this person said to me, or I don't like this environment in this room. That's why I'm feeling this tension and hard to breathe, because I don't feel safe to express myself. We kind of start to become aware of those signs for ourselves, which will help you to regulate your stress levels, because you will have a completely new outlook of things. It won't just be, what's wrong with me? Everyone else seems to be fine with this. Maybe they aren't, right? But maybe that's just how I perceive the situation. So I would say what TRE does, we don't really go into psychotherapy or talking therapy or analysis, anything. We teach people a simple system to really connect to their own body and getting to know themselves, their own nervous system on a deeper level, which will allow you to get to know other people on a deeper level too, right? Because if you really connected and grounded to yourself, and you can truly meet and connect another person, and now life will be very different, right? Because I'm not just coming from an intellectual state of talking to someone and maybe they like if I say this, maybe they don't like if I say that, that we might have done for years without even being in contact with, that we're doing this. Physical injuries can start to heal, that we hold on to tension for a long time. The body can start to open that up. We really start to connect and activate this innate tremoring mechanism that all animals have, especially mammals, that's there to release tension and stress from your body and from your nervous system. So it's a great self-healing, getting to know yourself tool, self-empowerment tool.
Yeah.
And you can use it standalone, and you can use it in adjunct to other therapies and other modalities and yoga and exercise. And it doesn't take away. There's no dogma. There's nothing that you have to obey to do it. You can use it in conjunction with whatever you want to do, and it will help you feel better, more connected to yourself, and reduce stress.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in my situation, I wouldn't even understand what you were saying right now, because I was so disconnected. I was like, what do you mean, what? Like, yeah. What does this mean, you know? It's yeah. Like, so if I would explain it to someone who is where I was, I would say, there is a way out. Things aren't as you think it is. There are other solutions, but you're not receptive to them right now. Because of the nervous system activation. The tool TRE is, so we have like an amount of stress that is unprocessed in the body, and that is creating a lot of upheaval and damage in the body, and is keeping us from being ourselves, basically. We're in this instinct, this animal, the reptile instinct, like survive. And we have to kind of reverse that, and we have X amount of stress in the body. And what the TRE is doing is that it's just, without going into the reason or the trauma or this happened or who said what or this happened to me, none of that. You don't have to go back to any of that. And then the TRE will start to just chop off some of the built-up tension and just start to process it. And then the second part is that the theoretical understanding of the nervous system and your nervous system, like the experience and the theory together, so you get oh my God, I get it now. Holy smoke. And I mean, when people are having those experiences here, I mean, there's a couple of people that, you know, we're up in the the yoga sala with the curve. It's like everyone's carrying around the curve everywhere. And they go like, oh, I get it now. It's like a wow. And then everything changes from there. So that's how I explain TRE. Like it's just a tool to get yourself back to yourself. In a very, very, I mean, it's a fast track tool. It's, of course, it's gentle, and you need to handle it with care and respect, because it's so powerful. So it can release too much stress too fast, which is very unpleasant. And you only do that once, and then you like, oh, I want to go so fast. But that's why you need to do it with a provider for a bunch of times, and then you can do it on your own. And that's, I mean, everything that we teach here are tools and methods that is, I mean, nothing is invented by us. It's all available. The information is, it's like, there's nothing. It's just we can put it together in a way that it gets understandable for people, and it's something that you can do for the rest of your life. You're not dependent on us, and that's the what we believe. You know, we want to help people self-heal, to teach people how to navigate from all the different tools, and the TRE is just one of the most powerful and like fast track tools, I would say.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, if you're in a state where you're like, okay, I don't understand what these people are talking about, simply put, you lie down, you let your body shake, it will release the stress.
Yeah.
Once your stress releases to a certain level where you can actually absorb information, the theory will start to embody. You can start to take in the theory, like Sarah said, and your brain might go, oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Next time I start to feel stressed, I understand there is a choice.
Yeah.
If I'm not aware of it, straight away, something is stressing me out and my whole day is ruined and the next day and I can't sleep and, you know, and it's like a dream. I don't know when it started. I just find myself here and everything is just already going on very fast. So TRE, you know, your body releases the tension and stress for you. You learn about your nervous system to regulate how much you're doing. And like Sarah said, how fast you're letting something up. And that's what we do in the beginning a few times for you to have an experience of that so you can continue practicing on it on your own. And it's very efficient, it's very fast, and you can use it for long term as well. And it will continually help you because every day we accumulate stress. Every day something happens that even
that's how it's supposed to be.
We're
supposed to be able to deal with that. But in today's society, we have like zero. I had absolutely zero tools. Well, my go-to thing was meditation, but it wasn't enough. And honestly, what I was doing in meditation, I was just checking out. I fell asleep like after 10 minutes, like doink.
And that's a whole nother topic about where you're coming from when you're doing things, right? Mm-hmm. But you can do all the right things. You can do yoga, meditation, journaling, mindfulness, breath, maybe not breath work, but a lot of things, right? From a disconnected state where you're actually not feeling. I even have people that are like been professional dancers for years and do all this cool stuff. And we start working with them and they're like, wow, I've done this for years and I haven't actually been connected to my body. Yeah. And I'm not saying everyone is. That's not my point. What I'm saying, there is a lot of people that are there. And just looking at stress, you know, it's not just stress that happens to you. Stress that happens around the world with everything that's been going on the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So you might not feel you're in it. All that happens on the other side of the world, it will affect you, right?
I mean,
cumulative stress will affect you.
I mean, my situation was way before this. Yeah. This was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that had nothing to do with any world situation. It's just how it is. And I mean, the people we are talking to are people who are looking for a way out from their current life situation and is looking for a natural and holistic and safe and long-term way to find yourself back to health, vitality, healing, purpose, abundance, love, all of it. And it's all available. I guarantee it. It's all available if you're willing to do the work and willing to face yourself and go dive right in, because the way to change the external world is to change the internal world. So it's readily available for those who feel like this is the way. So, yeah, I mean, we offer a safe space for people to come and heal here at the farm, for people to do the deep journey. We also work online with people, with private sessions, if people are interested in starting to do the TRE. You can do like a get ready for TRE at home, 6-session package with Simba. or you can join one of the modules that we have coming up for the TRE teacher trainer, the provider trainer, the training. The full provider training is a year, but we offer the first module that is a standalone module, which is completely focused on your own tremors and your own relationship with TRE and to get you started safely. So if you're interested in any of this, reach out. We will send you all the information that is needed. And you can start to find your way back to a grounded state.
Yeah, and really, like you said, that's how we built our whole business and lifestyle that we share with others. You know, people can do master classes from home. We have all these resources that we share for people to have something to start to reflect on and work with. Can do a deep immersion if you want to come here and really live that lifestyle and see how that propels you forward and focus on specific challenges in your life that you might feel hard to do on your own and you want to have a little bit of extra help, or you might not know that you want to change something, but you just don't know how, and maybe the environment you're in is not supportive to making those changes. Then we created a space for people to come here and do that work. But we also started a creative academy where I teach the TRE program, the provider program, which is basically you learn the tool for yourself, but you also learn how you can teach it to others so you can spread that experience and knowledge that you had on your own. And like Sarah said, the module one is a 2-day workshop where or training where you actually learn your own nervous system, everything that we talked about. You get a deepened sense of connection to the tool. So you can continue this on your own, either for your own benefit or to continue doing the program, which will be for your own benefit, but also to start to become a teacher and be able to share this tool with others. And I think it's a very nice way to share something, right? If you have an experience, if it helped you and you gain a profession in that, or you gain a qualification that you can use as a profession, we can use it adjunct, right? You don't have to work with this alone. Some people don't even work with it, but having the grounding and the knowledge will make you just better at anything you do, and you will radiate the grounding that will make other people feel safe around you. So just by you actually doing the work, you're going to help other people feel better. And that's what I really feel the TRE provider program does. It really helps people to connect to themselves.
Yeah, 100%.
And then other people can realize that in you, and they can have that as a mirror, and they can start to connect to themselves, right? So we're sharing. I feel good and I pay it forward by being myself, essentially.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the next TRE provider training starts in October 2023. We will have a bunch of module ones coming up, standalones. Before that, the whole program is online, the one that starts in October, and then we will have a little buffet of module ones. They will be online. They will probably be in person here in Chiang Mai and maybe also in Bangkok, and everything is not completely decided. So if you're interested in doing the module one, reach out and we can take that in consideration as we are setting up the modules. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening. And if you have any questions, just send us a message on any of our social platforms or email at Sarah or Simba at livingwiththespirit.com. Visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com. And yeah, we're happy to respond to any of your questions. Have a great day and talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.